Rincemangle, the Gnome of Evenmore. Children's Circle by Uncle Jim. Bucks Free Press, the 16th of March to the 18th of May, 1973. This is one of the pieces I used to do on Thursday evenings, an earlier and shorter version of what became Truckers. The name of the protagonist finds an echo in the later creation of Rincewind the Wizard, who first appears in The Colour of Magic. Once upon a time, there was a gnome who lived in a hollow tree on Evenmore, the strange, mysterious land to the north of Blackbury. His name was Rincemangle, and as far as he knew, he was the only gnome left in the world. He didn't look very gnome-like. He wore a pointed hat, of course, because gnomes do, but apart from that, he wore a shabby mousekin suit and a rather smelly overcoat made from old moleskins. He lived on nuts and berries and the remains of picnics and birds' eggs when he could get them. It wasn't a very joyful life. One day, he was sitting in his hollow tree, gnawing a hazelnut. It was pouring with rain, and the tree leaked. Rincemangle thought he was getting nasty twinges in his joints.
"Blow this for a lark," he said. "I'm wet through and fed up."
An owl who lived in the tree next door heard him and flew over.
"You should go out and see the world," he said. "There's more places than Evenmore."
And he told him stories about the streets of Blackbury and places even further away where the sun always shone and the seas were blue. Actually, they weren't very accurate, because the owl had heard them from a blackbird who heard them from a swallow who went there for his holidays. But they were enough to get Rincemangle feeling very restive. In less time than it takes to tell, he had packed his few possessions in a handkerchief.
"I'm off," he cried, "to places where the sun always shines. How far did you say they were?"
Said the owl, who hadn't the faintest idea. "About a couple of miles, I expect. Perhaps a bit more."
"Cheerio, then," said Rincemangle. "If you could read, I'd send you a postcard. If I could write."
He scrambled down the tree and set off.